Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 460 of the Department of Defense. I'm your host, Casey Dream, as always, is Carlos.
I am here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you a goddamn Frankenstein?
No, I'm not.
That's good, because if you were a goddamn Frankenstein, then Dalton would have to shoot you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's
a little reference to Bonanas from Bonanza, which is a great show.
We've listened to too much of.
Yeah, though, I was telling Casey that my podcast app started recommending me for Maria Bamford, who is on the Bonanas for Bonanza as a regular. She has a live show in Milwaukee or somewhere in Wisconsin, and it knows what I've been listening to.
It's weird what it. So mine will every once in a while just start giving me ads in Spanish because of Duolingo. And I wonder if anybody else has that, like...
Well, I think it might be an internet thing, because, like, that would explain why sometimes I get ads for, for when I, a podcast will download, and all of a sudden, one of the ads will be in Spanish. Like, this does not make any sense
at all.
Maybe
it's just because your name is Carlos. And it just assumes that the white guy named Carlos can speak Spanish.
Clearly, that might be it.
Yeah.
And then it's been recommending DeWalt drills, too.
Well, that's because you need a DeWalt drill.
I do. But, I don't want them to tell me that.
This podcast should be sponsored by DeWalt Drills.
Yeah, they
should. You know how many times we use DeWalt Drills to do things podcast-related for this podcast?
Multiple times.
So many times. At least, this table was built with DeWalt Drills.
That's a one instance.
This.
Can you name another one?
We hung up the patented beer light with DeWalt Drills.
Oh, that's only two.
We hung up the cameras that we don't use anymore with DeWalt Drills.
That's only three so far.
I attached the stand to this table with a DeWalt drill.
Well, four. A lot of things are fours.
We used DeWalt drills right before this podcast.
That's completely unrelated. Unrelated completely. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. That was a lie. let's see. I mean, I never leave home without my DeWalt drill.
Oh, yeah.
I have it right here on my hip right now.
Yeah, you got it. You're right. Surprised the battery's lasting pretty long on that thing.
It lasts forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my DeWalt weed whip.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to make that sound because I don't remember what sound that makes.
It's like a lawnmower,
it's like a
but much, much quieter.
Like a... No.
Yeah, that's probably
it.
Is that one?
That one? Okay. Well, Carl.
You can tell because we just ran in the studio as an example. No, everybody knows what the weed whipper sounds like.
Yeah, now everybody knows exactly what a DeWalt weed whipper sounds like. We should be sponsored by DeWalt.
Yeah. They should get
just,
on that.
Just send us more batteries, honestly. That's what we need.
Yeah.
All right. What have you been up to the past month?
Yeah, no, it's been a while.
I should actually see when the last
and
day
we are recording this on September 20th. I'm not sure when this will go up because
September 20th.
Or
21st.
Oh, the updater's up.
No, I have to do it. I have to do some shit manually.
There's
we'll
still some more
out.
Stuff left. Okay,
it has been a month. A month.
Yeah. The we are going to record a couple times across since a month last time we recorded, but one of the days we got done with whatever we were doing and we were just tired. It was like. The other day was camping, and we were done. We needed to not.
Was the last time we recorded when I was when I first became unemployed?
I think so. Yeah, it was right then. So yeah, but since then, so I got a haircut at the beginning of the month. I got to share that. But the reason that's important was, at the end of last month.
No, no, we went and saw Alien. I was still employed last.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Alien. That's for sure. But I went to get my hair cut, and the person doing my hair was like, "Hey, you're looking for a cat?" And
yep.
Casey moved out. I don't got Lando around.
And now he's drowning in pussy.
So I was like, "Well, yeah, I could use a cat," because I thought "Oh, maybe they have a cat they are trying to rehome or something like that, or maybe they have kittens at home." It's like, no. Out back of the haircut place, there were some kittens, some 8 week old kittens. And it's like, okay, so. Now I've got three kittens upstairs.
Got three ditch cats.
Had them for 3 weeks now, I think. I think 3 weeks I've had them. They've opened up a little bit now. I didn't realize just how much cats piss and shit.
How much do cats? Sounds like you're setting up some kind of.
No, it's just like it was just a bunch. Like it like when you got three kittens going around, they just kind of
like. How much do kittens piss and shit? And then you do the punchline.
It's like a full garbage bag almost since in the last like 3 weeks.
I don't get it.
No, it's not a punchline. gonna rehome one of them. Keep the two brothers, I think. Still thinking, trying to narrow down names. It's like, you know, I could go with like Loki, and like I'm gonna keep the other male. So like, oh, Thor is not a cool name for a cat. I don't think you don't name a cat Thor. I don't think so. It doesn't fit.
I guess it depends on the size of the cat's penis.
Nah, they're gonna be fixed in about 4 months.
That's just their testicles that
that's
go away.
Yeah, that's just their testicles.
But that's how fixing works. I wanted to make sure that you knew that. Okay.
But and then let's see. Besides that, we did our camping trip.
Yeah, we went to Madeline Island.
Our Madeline Island camping trip. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a smaller group this year, but it was still nice. It was it was good to see everybody.
Ate like kings as always. Pete came over. That was fun.
Yeah, saw Pete for the first time in a while.
Yeah, no, a little sad, like what was going on with him.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that.
Yeah, no, like it was just like, whew, that it was like, well, we got to drink more beer now.
Yeah, glad it's not me. All right, moving on.
And, had some fun nights on the beach. One of the nights you guys were down there until, like, midnight, and then
1 a.m., yeah, 12:30.
And Matt and Pete got yelled at for playing music
at about 3 a.m. 2:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had gone to bed because I'm a responsible
adult. I did too. It was hard to follow go sleep. That was a humid ass night.
It was a humid night.
Somebody was kept letting out gas in my tent. It was wild. It was a hot box.
I saw Gordon sneaking over there and tooting in your tent.
That must be it. That must be it.
He went shh, 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 and then he went, and then he went back to his tent.
It was a great night, time at Madeline. They did a baseball game. We had lunch, and then they did a baseball game. And like, I got a couple hot dogs, and like, well, then they disappeared somehow. Like they were giant, like foot long hot dogs.
They were massive fucking hot dogs. Like they were brat sized hot dogs.
And I did not eat a lot of snacks that day.
No, no, and you housed those hot dogs. See, you also went to the Pitchfork anniversary party.
Oh yeah, stopped by. Had dropped off some extra steins for their stein hold, and then had some great beers. It's now been a couple weeks though, so I don't remember the beer they had on tap. Well, there was something on like a candy bar that was like really good. I enjoyed. I didn't have the Oktoberfest off the tap because you know I'm gonna be having some Pitchfork Oktoberfest not too long here.
There is that. Yeah, we got Steintoberfest coming up.
And besides that, we saw the Alien Romulus movie.
We did. And it was very good.
I had a lot of fun with that. Yes. Like it was better than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. It was very good. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. I don't really like. There's not much else to say about it except it was just good. Go watch it. It feels too early to spoil it.
The only thing is, I didn't like one of the. They brought back a dead actor's face for a thing, and like it, like
yeah, Bilbo Baggins.
And they kept that around for too long. Like if it was maybe in the shadows or if it was like just a quick thing, maybe I'd let it go. But it just did not look right.
And he didn't say my precious once.
He did not. So was that the same actor?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's also very dead.
So dead.
Yeah.
Like, think of how dead something can be.
It's about that.
And that's how dead he is.
I think I've covered everything. What have you been up to?
Oh, man. Not working, I'll tell you that much. Motherfuckers. I ain't got no job.
But you've been busy nonstop.
God, yes. I took 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Between jobs, right? I quit one. I'm like, I'm going to give myself like almost a month to like, you know, get some projects done, take some time to just like chill and yada, yada, yada. And no, I go back to work on Tuesday. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to the last month? Let's see. So we went to go see Alien. Then my last day at work was on the 29th, and I went out with Zach and got a little too drunk. We went to a Volstead's. They have like a speakeasy behind a burger place in Eagan. So we went there and had some delicious cocktails. I had this one where it was like it was served like they gave me a Bible, and inside of the Bible was a flask, and then the flask was the cocktail, and you poured it in. It was pretty cool. So I had that, did that. Then on Friday we went to Marquette, and Jacqueline had been sick like the 2 weeks prior to this. So I started coming down with what she had, and we went to Marquette, Michigan to go do some scuba diving, and we had 4 dives planned, and unfortunately we were only able to do 2 because I was too sick, and like between the hangover, the sickness, and the allergies, it was just not great.
It was not a good day for allergies.
Oh, either. It was so bad. But that was Labor Day weekend. It was still a great trip. I had a lot of fun. I really want to go back to Marquette. The beautiful city, a lot of fun. So yeah, did that. And then the following weekend, it was, Jacqueline ran a half, Ironman. So we went to Madison. I saw my buddy, Jake Beebe, shout out Jake. And yeah, hung out in Madison, watched her run. He came down and hung out for the day. And we went and hit a couple of breweries, including the beer that we have for the show today. And she finished. She did great. Super proud of her. And so that was cool. That was that weekend. And then got back and immediately got ready for Madeline Island. And then, yeah, went up to the island on Wednesday, stopped at Louis Finer Meats like we usually do. Went and ate a charcuterie board on the bar at Tom's.
Which... we needed that charcuterie board.
Oh God, that's our new. We needed food. I think we may have started a tradition.
Well, it only if Matt works. Like we have to have the charcuterie board.
I think charcuterie is Wednesday night's meal now, because that like I didn't have to cook anything.
Oh yeah.
And we just house charcuterie.
But like at the same time, like I think like it would have been more if we were at the campsite. It would have been more humid, and like charcuterie does not hold. It goes pretty fast in the humidity.
Yeah, it was great at the bar. Drinking cold drinks and just housing a meat plate.
Having too many of the Long Islands.
Is that what you were drinking that night?
Yeah, the Mad Islands. I had a bunch of them. Oh. Like, it was a bunch of them.
I just had some hams or Old Styles. I was bouncing between those because, like, you know, somebody had to drive.
Yeah, I had 2 of them, and then Matt got me one for free, and it's like, well, I might have another one.
That's fair. And then, yeah. So then now it's like been this last week, and I've been like getting projects done around the new house. And then I've been working on my app, which I'm getting like I'm super fucking close. I got like some of the big hurdle stuff done that I've been putting off. And now I'm like on this writing thing, and it's so hard to get motivated to write.
So you got over the hurdles, not even the final sprint.
God, fuck you.
What? You asked me to do some writing for you. You're going to be shocked if there's no puns in there.
No, there better be puns. I want there to be a little bit of tongue-in-cheek in a lot of this. But yeah, so I started writing the quest lines and getting all that sorted and figuring out where things are going to go. So I should be able to announce a closed beta here in the next month, I'm hoping. If we can get the writing done, then we can like start getting some VO recorded and that kind of thing. And
yeah, luckily there's a studio that has,
I know,
like,
right?
Recording equipment.
Crazy, yeah. Crazy. But yeah, got Lando to the vet. Been doing some mountain biking. Been trying a bunch of different like trails around the city. Some of them suck. Some of them are good. Not quite as many as I wanted to. Just because turns out that days vanish when, like, you're trying to get everything done at once.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
How's the weight loss for Madeline going? I shot up a bunch for Madeline.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I am back to where I was pre-Madeline. I didn't shoot up much on Madeline, But I've also, like, I shot up a bunch, I shot up a little bit in Gen Con. And, like, this summer, like, I've just been maintaining. And, like, usually, like, I have a summer loss, and this summer I have not. So I'm hoping to maybe dial that down a little bit. Yes. But right after this, we're going to go to Pitchfork. So.
Yeah, so that's not happening today. And unfortunately, the pool stuff did not get my heart rate up as much as I was really hoping it would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's
the drinking will, though. Don't worry.
Yeah. So it's I got to start working out again. That's
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. I'm like,
ugh. Working out and, like, really watching my diet.
Yeah, that part, like, that part's the worst part, is the watching the diet part. Because I like the just not doing that part.
Yeah, but I think as long as I cut pizzas out of my diet, which I haven't ordered a pizza since a while ago, and because it's just turned out like it's hard to order a pizza some nights. Some nights you just can't get a hold of pizza.
And just like, you're calling, hey, pizza, you up?
Yeah. And they just don't pick up, though. They deny the call.
You're just sending you up text to pizza.
Yeah. Except for, you know, probably Pitchfork later today. That's
well, I mean, I like I
unless
I,
they have a different sandwich.
Well, that's like I should really figure that out because I want to know. Like I feel like that's really important things that we need to know. So while I'm looking that up, we have a beer going around the table right now.
That we do. We have Delta Beer Lab.
Yeah, Delta Beer Lab is in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, which is right next to Madison. It is a Oktoberfest. I stopped at this brewery and I liked their beer. I don't believe I had their Oktoberfest that day. I can't remember. But they had like a kind of a sciencey thing, but it's also like incredibly like their entire thing is being like LGBTQ plus friendly and all of that. Like, it's very cool.
So one of
very
the
cool vibes.
So one of the cool things about their cans is they got it has a green label on there for the Oktoberfest, but they actually have like a on the label they have like a rainbow, and apparently it matches like the color of the can matches that rainbow for the type of beer. So it has hoppy, miscellaneous, light lager, malty, sour, and Belgian, and it's an Oktoberfest, so the can's green to match the lager.
Yeah,
that's a kind of cool design.
Mm. Pork and apple pizza.
Ooh.
That could be interesting.
Is it in sandwich form?
Well, I'm assuming so. It doesn't say. It just says special. I mean, if it's in pizza form, usually that means it's in sandwich
normally,
form.
And
has that ever been the case where it hasn't? I mean, there's been a couple of times,
yeah. But
then they still have a different special sandwich.
So, I mean, I could go for a pizza. Not pizza, I could go for a pizza. Let's take my mind off the pizza.
What if we ask them to fold the pizza in half?
Oh,
a calzone. And then it's a sandwich.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. But we need to, like, make sure Mike's back in the kitchen and then have him do that so he could complain.
Well, there is that. That's really all we want is that's the reason we do this podcast, at least the reason I do it, is so we can bring things up on it that Matt will bring to Mike see what he'll complain about.
Oh, yeah. If anybody else is in the kitchen, wouldn't make them do that.
Yeah, but if Mike's behind the bar, I'll be like, hey, can we just get like two of these different beers mixed together?
Oh, no, I would not do that. My stance has been made clear on the program in the past about that.
I know. All right, anyway, let's talk about this beer. I'm getting an off flavor.
I don't think I am.
Okay. I think I'm just smelling things. Hang on. Let me... Those latex gloves. Putting, like, latex all in my olfactory.
Yeah, I had a wash... We put gloves on when we were doing the pool.
I washed my hands. I'm going to go wash my hands again. You talk about this beer for a second.
Yeah, so... What I would describe how this beer... Like, if I was going to match a color to the flavor I'm getting, it'd be golden. This is, like, a golden flavor. This is what I'm getting. It's a nice... multi-body I'm getting with this. Nice. It goes down smooth. Oh. It's a very solid Oktoberfest. I don't have a whole lot else to say about this, though, unfortunately. Let's see. Brewed by Delta Beer Lab in Madison, Wisconsin. Planet Earth, the only one like it. Please recycle. And then they cross out the please. Hands no longer smell like a...
Okay, that helped a lot.
Okay.
I'm still getting, like, a little homebrewy twang on the back end.
Like, is it maybe yours? Like, mine, I'm not really getting a twang on mine.
It's definitely mine.
Okay.
Did you clean this glass before you gave it to me?
It wasn't used. That was the one that was not used, but...
Okay.
I can give you a new glass, though.
Well, it's already been. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. I'll just ignore that part of it and.
Yeah, it goes down smooth though.
Yeah, no, it goes down good. There's just something on the back end that's throwing me, in mind. But I think it's my glass.
Oh.
I think there's some sadness residue because I wasn't able to be at the anniversary.
That could
festival.
Be it. Maybe it could just be some dust in the air just got in there or something.
Yeah. But yeah, no, color wise, it's a little dark.
Yeah.
It's a little on the dark side. It's definitely more Märzen than Fest beer, mm-hmm. which we all know how we feel about that.
Well, we know how you feel about that.
I feel correctly about it.
Sure.
How do you feel about it? Wrongly?
Indifference.
Oh, I see. Why don't you have strong feelings on things?
I don't know.
That matter. Strong feelings on things that matter.
There you go. That's accurate. Can't argue that.
Yeah. Yeah, give me a number.
So it's not the best Oktoberfest I've had this year.
No. What is the best Oktoberfest you've had this year?
I don't know. I think I can't make that judgment until after Steintoberfest.
There is that. Speaking of which, I got to make a phone call.
And I'm going to give it a 7. I think it's solid, very easy to drink, tasty, but now I'm rating it against other Oktoberfests, and like it doesn't really stand out to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 6. It's fine. It's not great. It's above average, but it's not knocking my socks off.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I just, like, it's just not there. It's not Oktoberfest for me. It's a Märzen. Man, so I went to this brewery the other day. This is a little off topic, but I need to bring it up because it pissed me off. And that's the segment we're going into right now. We just rated this beer, right? We're off the beer segment. Now we're going into what pissed you off lately.
All right.
And so you think about what pissed you off lately because you're going to have to rant next. But, So I went to this brewery, like a little bit away from the house. So it's, you know, one of the Minnesota burb breweries. And I got like none of their beers match, which is what they had online, which is fine. Right. But they had like 4 IPAs and a Bock. And I'm like, OK, cool. Well, so like I'll start I got a pale ale, right. Or an IPA. That was like 6%. It was fine. It was one of those increasingly mediocre pale ale IPAs that I've been running into lately where I'm just like, it's fine. It's not spectacular, but it's good. Like, it's fine. But I was really excited because they had a Bock. And I'm like, fuck yeah, a Bock. So I ordered a Bock. And it tasted, I shit you not, it tasted like fucking root beer.
You.
Yeah. That was my reaction. I was like, I feel like you gave me the wrong beer because this is not a Bock. This is fucking root beer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I choked it down. I didn't drain pour it.
Wait. If I remember right, isn't there a hard candy like from like Bock, like Bock or Brock, like they have like root beer barrels.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you drink.
No. I was real pissed at this beer. I bet. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Why is this happening? How is this a Bock? How can you sell this as a Bock? I was really frustrated with it. But then I had their hamburger and their hamburger knocked my fucking socks off. So I'm very conflicted, but I'm mad about the Bock. I'm also mad about mediocre IPAs. Like, it's not that hard to make an IPA good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a... There's Brock's. Brock's, rip your...
Well, apparently I had Brock's Bock.
You had a Brock's.
I had a Brock's Bock, and I fucking hated every second of it.
So you wouldn't drink them Brock to Brock?
Would not drink them Brock to Brock.
All right.
Ugh. All right, what's pissed you off lately?
When we were camping, the one night you guys were at the beach late, like when you guys came back at one in the morning, you're playing music loud. It's like it was already hard to fall asleep in the first place. It was so fucking humid, and then it just like and eventually it's like, all right, headphones go back in. My headphones go back in. I'm gonna fall asleep in my headphones.
I feel like you could have said something.
Yeah, but I don't want to ruin somebody else's fun. It's like, I'll fall asleep eventually.
But yeah, I mean, the neighbors probably would have thanked you.
Yeah, well, they should have spoke up sooner then. I could also blame them, too.
I'll be honest. We didn't know what time it was.
I don't know how.
Well, we went down to the beach with a bottle of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
We came back with an empty bottle of whiskey.
Oh, that's right. And I went up from the beach early because I had a headache.
Yeah.
Which might have been... hangover kicking in at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yep. So,
or it could have been a hangover of the drinking game.
Me and Matt and Pete had a little bit, and then the biker couple that joined us out of nowhere split a bottle of whiskey that night while staring at the waves
and not having a fire on the beach.
No, that would be illegal. That would be illegal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good night. Yeah. It was a good time. But yeah, that. Is a thing that pissed you off recently.
Yeah, that's about the limit, yeah.
I get that. Wow. That is a high bar.
Well, I mean, if I was served a Brock's candy drink, I would not be happy.
Where the fuck were we? Oh, we stopped at South Shore, and I fucking struck out 0 for 2 on beers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had, like, bad beer luck.
Yeah, I think I'm beer cursed. I need to go like bathe I need to go bathe in the Rhine or something and get all this bad beer off.
A beer exorcism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's something that Pitchfork provides?
Maybe it's a service.
You just get splashed with Fest beer and or North 8 Pilsner.
Man, allergies have not been great lately. Like, I guess that's not a thing I get angry about, but like, it's just like one of those things where, like, I had only a couple 24-hour pills left, and I was like, well, I'm gonna go to Walgreens. I was like, oh, here's a giant thing of things. Like, oh, well, it says that you take them every like 6 hours. Like, I don't really need to take them every 6 hours. Like, I just need it like to get me through like the rough parts.
You fucking knew.
And it was just some notification. Not
I know, it's your phone. It boo-doo-ba-doo-booped. Fucking turn that on silent.
In-person voting for Minnesota. That affects me.
What?
Turn my phone doing?
Your phone on silent.
I don't know why my phone is blowing up.
Somebody just called you.
A charity call. It's like, that's getting hung up.
Who's charity?
I don't know. Somebody wants money, obviously.
That stripper you met last night?
And then it turns out, like, the Walgreens brand Benadryl, I wouldn't think, like, one pill would knock me out. No, it fucking does. Like, it just, like, I am down for the count after having one of those.
So we started this podcast 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we've hit the stage in our lives where we're talking about how beer made us upset, but we didn't say anything. We didn't get enough sleep, and allergy pills.
Yeah.
Just like, I just had this moment of clarity, like, fuck, are we old?
Well, maybe I should have gotten Claritin. I would have been clear, extra clear then.
Yeah, we're fucking old.
Well, so it's just the two of us, so we just kind of have to talk about whatever.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm not like... just, I had this moment of, Hey, is there filament in that box there? Nah, damn it. I got really excited for a second.
Oh, you got the Star Wars game.
I did get the Star Wars game. I'm playing the shit out of the Star Wars game. I think I'm about like 20-some hours into the Star Wars game. Turns out, also, unemployed, great time to play video games when you're trying to get when you're trying to procrastinate on writing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't emphasize enough how hard it has been for me to sit down and write something. Oh my God, it has never been this hard before.
Well, because it would be a little bit different, I think, if your like schedule was completely open the whole time. But like you, then all of a sudden you're just busy with stuff all of a sudden, and then that basically means that your extra vacation time is like gets whittled away, and then like you still need some time to relax.
Well, no, but like so, I set aside the other day.
Yeah.
Like I set aside 6 hours.
All right.
And I'm like, okay. This is like, I'm going to work on the app. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write. I'm going to knock out a bunch of stuff. I sat down for about 10 minutes and then fucked off and did something else. Like every time I sit down to do it, something else immediately becomes more important to me. Like it could be, oh, hey, this project that I did not want to touch at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now doing that now. It's just like that that like ADHD procrastination at its fucking finest.
And then like the uploader app exploded.
Oh my God. Fuck. Yeah, that is the most irritating thing. So part of the reason we haven't recorded recently is I missed a deadline. Microsoft had been emailing me for about a year and I've been ignoring them. That the Azure storage that we're using, this is some like behind the scenes nerd stuff that we're using to like store all the podcast audio and stuff, like was being migrated over a new thing and I needed to do that. And I'm like, shit. Okay. So I did that finally. The deadline to do that was the first of this month. So I did that and then that blew up everything. So I was like, well, okay, I'll just go in and I'll update, like, this one part of our app that we use to upload the podcast. No big deal, right? Wrong. I wrote that app so fucking long ago that nothing I wrote in there is supported anymore.
Which is amazing that it worked as long as it did.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's like, I wrote it, like, for .NET 4.5 something. And we're on .NET 8 now. Like, just to put that in, like, perspective. So I'm like, shit. So I have to rewrite it from scratch. I put about 2.5 hours into it yesterday and got it close. And then I was like, oh, wait, now I have to do all, like, the tedious stuff that I don't want to do. So we're just going to work around it, and that'll be fine, and we'll record. But I was like, I didn't want to spend a full 8-hour day yesterday, right, like, working on a podcast uploader that it, like, I already wrote. So, yeah.
I wonder what it costs to use a podcast uploader, like, from other companies or businesses.
I don't know. I've already written 1.5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'm just like, well, maybe, like, could you, maybe, with this rewriting of it, maybe,
So, I probably could, except that all of our shit's so old that it's a completely custom backend. Like, I wrote the database, the web interface, like, all of that. And so, like, I have to hook into all of these custom pieces. There's no way around me, like, unless we migrate our entire podcast platform.
Oh, I thought, like, you had already migrate everything over.
No, so, this is just our data storage.
So just the data storage, okay.
Yeah, everything else should be fine. I'll have to tweak a few things, but yeah.
Well, as long as when the database got changed over, as long as it didn't start redownloading all the podcast episodes.
No. That should have been seamless. At least it was from my end, and I checked the website, and everything's still loading up there. So we should be okay.
Yeah, it was very exciting to watch you message me like, hey, this is completely fucked.
I'm glad you got enjoyment from it. Because at that point, I was 3 hours into working on it.
Something that was just supposed to be a 3-hour tour just turned into a lot more than that.
It was supposed to be a 30-minute fix.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. The other thing, so I have orientation for the new job on starting on Tuesday. West Coast company, right?
Yeah.
And it's the software aspect of it that I'm working at is small, and it's primarily like a retail operation.
Yeah.
So, one, they're not like, I am going to be one of, I think, three or four fully remote employees at this company.
Oh, wow.
Which is insane. But they don't know how to handle me. And I'm like,
well, like they created the position though, right?
For just, me. Yeah, yes.
So,
yes.
So of course they don't know what to
do. No, but HR doesn't know like what to do. So they're like, okay, so we're doing this orientation. You're going to be the only one remote. And like, there's going to be a bunch of people in it. It's going to go from, nine to 4:30, West Coast time.
Yeah.
Cause everybody else is like in the West Coast. And I'm like, okay, all right, cool. And like, just like, you know, like, just like, you know, cameras on and all that. And I'm like, okay, cool. But they're just like, they have, like, it's all going to be, like, all the orientation is, like, they sent me over the docs. And I'm like, this is all about working in a retail space. Like, I have an entire day of orientation for a job I'm not going to work.
You gotta reach out to HR, like, hey,
And, like, it's, like, the onboarding documents and stuff, we're like, you have to be available to work weekends. And I'm like, I'm not, though.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Like, there is this all this stuff. And I'm like, none of this applies to me.
So did you respond to them? Like, hey, this isn't.
No, I just like, I just kind of sign shit and just like, I'm just going to go with it. Like I'm working essentially directly for the CTO. So it's like, it's all just very like, I'm in this weird, like nebulous spot. So it's just, it's kind of funny. but I'm just like, all right, we're just going to see what happens here.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun to see, like Pete, who still works at the old company, and just get like revalidation. That, like, I made the right fucking choice to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, I have this, like, happiness that I haven't had in a very long time.
You jumped the ship just at the right time.
Oh, my God. It's a whole thing. But, yeah, no, it's, I don't know. It's been good. Life. You got Lando living in the big old city. Oh, man, I'm in a feud with my neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Already. So that's fun.
Did he yell about Lando?
I'm in the most Minnesota fucking feud ever. So we have a fenced in backyard.
Yeah.
Next door, there are these two fat dogs.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That will probably keel over and die at some point.
Oh, yeah. No, like they get like five steps out that door and they were panting.
Yes. No. And so anyway, like, I guess the neighbor's aunt or whatever comes and lets the dogs out between like 12:30 and 1 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. Jacqueline got a text like, hey, you know, like if you could just keep the big dog inside while she's over, like the big dog scares her. And like I had talked to her like because Lando was out and they like she let the other dogs out and Lando ran and I pulled Lando in and I'm like, oh, sorry about that, you know. He likes to run, and she's like, oh, it's fine, it's fine. I'm like, okay. And then Jacqueline gets that text. And I'm like, well, okay. So then Lando's out, like, the next night, like, you know, going, and the other dogs come out, and the other dogs start barking at him and running. And so Lando starts barking and running. And I'm like, oh, well, I should probably pull this in. Well, asshole neighbor's sitting on the step just watching the whole thing. And I'm like, I go grab Lando, and he's just looking at me, and I'm like, oh, sorry about that, and like, he's just like, whatever, and I'm like, okay, so then, like, he texts Jacqueline again. He's like, oh, you gotta, like, you know, you can't let the dog run. I'm like, you know what? This motherfucker didn't move to, like, pull his dogs in. Why do I have to control the situation?
Yeah, no, I think he...
I actually don't care if Lando runs.
Yeah.
So now Lando can bark to his heart's fucking content. I do not give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy. Also, if he had a problem, maybe he could just say it to my face. And then I could have Lando jump over the fence.
Yeah, we're just gonna... He's just, you're just going to have to let his dogs suicide themselves.
Yeah, it's really not my problem. like, honestly, like, I'm kind of over it. I'm like, this is, no, you've seen me outside.
Mm-hmm.
You can say hi. You, if you have a problem, just fucking say it to me. You don't have to go text my girlfriend. And then I get like a text being like, you need to control your, and I'm like, no, fuck this guy.
Yeah. You have the right response.
Good. I'm glad. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Ah, let's go drink more beers.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we've only been recording 40 minutes. I feel like we should have gone longer.
Yeah, no, it feels like we talked about a lot of stuff, but I think we've hit the end of what we got to talk about.
I suppose. Well, we'll be back next week, folks.
It's an action-packed episode, though. That's for sure.
Oh, man. We talked about pills.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about naps.
Getting angry.
We talked about how you're drowning in pussy.
Yeah, I talked about the kittens, yeah.
You won't say it.
No, I won't.
All right, guys. If you have any questions, comments, show ideas, or to have you, go ahead and shoot us an email at feedback@blindnewsstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/blindnewsstudios. You can follow us on Instagram at blindnewsstudios. And I'll see you guys next week. Maybe Carlos will post a picture of the pussy on Instagram.
I don't have Instagram, so that won't happen.